are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Good morning. We continue our meditations on Abba's love with the popular scripture, John 3:16. And we read it from the New King James Version and the Message translation. So let's begin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, sometimes when a scripture is very popular, people might be tempted to forget the value and the real potential in it. Be aware that this scripture is popular for a reason. It's because it bears in it the heart of God and the purposes of God. So let's read it one more time, then we'll personalize it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The best way to receive this scripture is to not see the word per se, but to see yourself as God's word. Yes, for God so loved you because you are his word. You mean the word to him. You mean more than this word to him, trust me. So now we've personalized the scripture, knowing that this love is aimed at me, because God is happy to see that I experience his love. He says, for God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son for me. Since I now believe in him, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you see how beautiful that sounds? Let's take it one more time. For God so loved me, because I mean more than the world to him, and that he gave his only begotten Son for me. And since I now believe in him, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's take it one more time. For God so loved me, because I mean more than the world to him, and he gave his only begotten Son for me. And since I now believe in him, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. We take it one more time. For God so loved me, because I mean more than the world to him, that he gave his only begotten Son for me. And since I now believe in him, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. The reason Christ came to die was because God would not have me perish. God cannot imagine a picture of me perishing. God cannot imagine a picture of me going to hell. God cannot withstand a picture of me without him. Every picture God has for me, it's for us to be together. It's for us to enjoy this love together. It's for us to be in eternal love. Jesus died for me. My sins are forgiven. That's what we're saying. Jesus died for me. My sins are forgiven. God so loved me. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, and he died for me. My sins are forgiven. Now I believe in him. Therefore, I will not perish. I do not suffer condemnation. There is no condemnation on me. I do not perish. My business will not perish. My family do not suffer perishing. You know, my family cannot perish. Yeah, all that pertains to me will experience everlasting life. There's no condemnation on me. There's no condemnation on anything I do. In the name of Jesus, since I now believe in God, I will not perish. There will be no expression of death in my life. There is no death in my life. There is no death in my family. There is no death in my business. There is no death in my job. There is no death in my career. Death cannot grow or express itself around me. But instead, I have everlasting life. I have eternal life. I have the life of God in me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The life of God is at work in me because my Father so loved me. God does not just love me. God so loved me. The life of God is at work in my business because my Father loves me. Eternal life is at work in my body Eternal life is at work in my mind. Eternal life is at work in my business. Eternal life is at work in my career. Eternal life is at work in my family, in my home, in everything about me. Eternal life is at work in me. Therefore, I cannot perish because my Father loves me. I experience eternal life because my Father loves me. I have eternal life because my Father loves me. The life of God is at work in me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel the power of God so strong in this place. And I see this love healing people right now. I see people healed of diseases. I see people healed of mind troubles. Your mind has been troubling you. Like different thoughts have been barraging you. Thoughts have been, you know, bombarding your head. Like you're not enough. Like you can't handle it. Like you've been afraid for no reason. You're even panting. Your heart is beating fast. You cannot explain what it is. This is your answer. Now, you devils, get your hands off this life. Get your hands off this mind. Get your hands off this body. Because eternal life is at work in my mind. My Father loves me. Eternal life is at work in my body. My Father loves me. Eternal life is at work in my family. My Father loves me. Eternal life is at work in my health, in my children, in everything I do. I do not perish. My Father loves me. My Father loves me. Come on, say these words with me. My Father loves me. I have eternal life. 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 And now let's look at the Message translation. Oh, wow. It says, this is how much God loved the world. He gave His Son, His one and only Son. And this is why. So that no one need to be destroyed. By believing in Him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. Let's read it one more time. This is how much God loved the world. He gave His Son, His one and only Son. And this is why. So that no one need be destroyed. By believing in Him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. Now let's personalize this. This is how much God loved me. Thank you, Jesus. This is how much God loved me. He gave His Son, His one and only Son. And this is why. So that I cannot be destroyed. So that I cannot be destroyed. And because I have believed in Him, I have a whole and lasting life. Thank you, Father. My Father loves me. He gave me Jesus Christ. And I cannot be destroyed. I have believed in Jesus. I have believed in Christ Jesus, and I have a whole and lasting life. Let's say it one more time. This is how much my Father loves me. He gave me Jesus Christ. He died. He was buried. He rose again. And I have believed Him. I cannot be destroyed. I cannot be destroyed. I cannot be destroyed. I cannot be destroyed. My family cannot be destroyed. My business cannot be destroyed. My health cannot be destroyed. My life, my children, my work, my career, my job, my future cannot be destroyed. Because I believed in Jesus. Because I believed in the Son of God. I have a whole and lasting life. I have a whole and lasting life. My life is complete. My life is total. There is nothing missing. There is nothing broken. I have a whole and lasting life. In the name of Jesus, eternal life is at work in me. And today, eternal life is at work in you. God bless you.
You've been listening to Sense Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. www.thesensebirds.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.